Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 83 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Today we're going to be revisiting an older episode, which was your not number it was?
23.
Which was nudes, if you've been with us that long. So we had an interesting email from a listener who I guess is fairly new to our podcast and was listening to the older episodes, and that reached out after listening to that one that she was excited to hear it. It wasn't exactly the episode she had thought it might be.
Or hoped it might be.
And hoped it might be. And which is probably a good opportunity for us just to mention a couple of things. One being that anything we say on this podcast is just our opinion on it. And it's not necessarily what we don't think is right for everyone. And the purpose of the nudes conversation was primarily to say, you know, there can be pros and cons to it. And just be very careful that you've considered what the cons can be. Because in this day and age where, you know, modern technology and internet communication is just so prevalent, we can act without necessarily thinking all the way through, and we just want to make people aware that, you know, think really that what could the consequences of this be, and am I prepared to deal with them? And if the answer is yes, then, you know, have fun. There's certainly no intended judgment from us on that.
Not at all. And, you know, I thought we said it in the episode. It's been quite a while now. I haven't listened to it in a long time.
60 episodes ago.
We sent nudes to each other, so there's absolutely no judgment, and you never want to make people feel judged. However, as Rich said, like, this is a podcast between two people, and it's our opinions.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say on that was that, you know, our audience is quite diverse. So as the episodes, some topics are going to be more relevant to specific people than others. Not the obvious example of that is some of our episodes are about people physically long distance, and some episodes are people who live together and yeah, married and not married. But obviously age plays a part in this. You know, some of our listeners are a lot younger than others, so life experience could be different. So really, I suppose it's just to make the point that we've never really touched it before, that not every episode's going to be for you, but we hope enough of it is that you can take value where you can. But so what,
to be fair, you are really opinionated, and sometimes things might just come off really strong because you say
strong opinions loosely held,
and you're a passionate speaker, so sometimes you say stuff and you're really excited because you're passionate about what we're talking about, and you get an idea and you start talking. And I think sometimes it can sound very much like what you're saying is the only way. And I think that's just the way the tone comes off sometimes. And I just think people who don't know you in real life may not know that that's not actually how it is. That's all.
It's my podcast.
It's our podcast.
It's our podcast. But the other point of this was, so this listener has said what, and I think it's a really, really good idea, so this is why we are revisiting this episode, was talking about nudes is also a really good opportunity to talk about, particularly in long-distance scenarios, the opportunity to build trust and intimacy across borders, and that's obviously kind of higher up on everyone's radar now with coronavirus and cancelled travel plans and people who were going to be meeting for the first time or just meeting again and now can't. So with no further ado, I guess we'll get into it.
Nudes.
We love nudes.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with nudes. And I think a lot of what we wanted to talk about last time was kind of how to do it safely, how to make sure that you're not going to get taken advantage of.
Well, and I think on that direct point, just going back to different segments of an audience, I think the last episode we did, I think it was inspired by, we just watched a documentary about kids in school, like probably teens,
kind of like quite young and teens. Stuff, yeah.
But it was, you know, high school relationships. It's, oh, you know, send me your nudes. Everyone does it, and you know, we kind of felt a bit worried after watching that. So that episode was, some ways, aimed towards younger people who, there are different risks when you're younger on this, because you're in a school environment and, you know, maybe when you're younger, it's just, oh, I'll show this, it's no big deal. I feel like that risk probably diminishes as you get older.
Yes, because I think people begin to understand as they get older what's sacred and what isn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there is a risk with younger people. And it's something we've just happened to notice, you know, having been, you know, involved in the long-distance community, that a lot of younger people are in long-distance relationships. Yeah. So I think we saw that and thought, oh, God, I'm worried about all these young people that are in these long-distance relationships.
There's an element that we have a responsibility that we feel with our audience, and we got a lot of messages from people, and some of those people are very young. So some of what we talk about is directly inspired by what we know some people are going through and experiencing, and we've obviously got, we've also got nieces and nephews and things, and we just kind of thinking, we don't want to be thinking about them feeling pressured to do certain things at some point in their lives, and so we wanted to address that. And because a lot of the time there could be this moral judgment around nudes, so like, you know, especially if you're kids, it's pretty much what you're often going to talk to your parents about, and a lot of the information you get about it is either going to be from friends maybe who's like, yeah, it's fine, I saw them all the time, or from people who say, oh, never do that, it's terrible, you know. So we're kind of trying to be that voice that says, look, we've got no moral judgment against us at all.
We do it. We've done it.
We do it. It's great. It's a lot of fun. You know, we have a little section devoted to nudes in our Ultimate Guide to Long Distance Relationships. But at the same time, like anything,
just think about it.
Just think about what could go wrong, and if it did, are you happy that? And just, you know, it's really important that doesn't come across as if anything did go wrong, we're not saying that's your fault. Like, there's no victim blaming here. It's just having that the foresight to say, if it went wrong, if that person betrayed my trust and did the thing that they shouldn't do, and it's entirely their fault, would I be okay with whatever came of it?
Yeah, and that comes with a certain level of maturity, and like you said, having that forethought of, this could happen, and while there's no victim shaming, it's not your fault. If someone does something irresponsible with your photos, that is on them. But you just have to remember that they wouldn't have it in the first place if you didn't feel comfortable sending it. So before you do, it's just having that thought of, okay, what could happen here, and am I okay with that?
Yeah, because there's a permanence with the internet that, you know, things like Snapchat and disappear, but you know, people take screenshots, people can take pictures, and I think I take the view that anything you put online is there forever. If it's not there forever, like, you have very little control over it, and that's the overriding point. So just if anyone listened to that previous episode or our thoughts on this and weren't 100% clear on what we were trying to say, maybe we didn't have enough clarity in our messaging, that's what we're trying to say. We would never say don't do it. We would just say, just before you do it, think it through.
It's protecting yourself. Like, we would also never tell people to not have sex if they wanted to. If you don't want to, obviously don't.
Yeah.
But we'd say wear a condom if it's someone new or if you're not sure what the situation is. It's just that extra layer of protection.
Yeah, 100%.
And, you know, maybe that's a silly comparison, but it's just...
No, I think it's a comparison. Because you're saying it's not like... it's not like saying... we're not saying anyone who does have sex is irresponsible.
Mm-mm.
We're just saying take that precaution. And in the case of sending nudes to people, especially... in the case of the nudes to people, that's the extra precaution. But the other thing with this too is... there are kind of two types of people you're going to send them to. There are new people, someone you... it doesn't have to be in a long-distance arena kind of thing. But, you know, if we were to send nudes to her now, it's incredibly different. We live together, there's a huge amount of trust, and live the experience together. Then or you're going to be sending it to someone who's new to you. You may or may not have met them, but they're going to be new to you. So your thought process in those two situations is going to be a bit different, but... This episode is going to be talking about where they fit in that building intimacy, creating trust.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I think on the topic of creating trust, they can be, you know, hugely beneficial, but you also need to have some level of trust before you send that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In terms of whether or not they end up anywhere you don't want them to end up, but whether they're going to be received positively and you're going to trust that the person won't pick up on certain maybe insecurities or, you know, make fun of you. I mean, I can't compare this to a nude situation, but I remember in the early days of, you know, chat rooms when I was a young teenager and just sharing a normal photo of myself, you know, people were really, really mean and would find anything to tease people about. So I think maybe it's looking at more once you have those things established, once you know you can trust this person. In terms of, you know, they're not going to say anything mean to you, they're not going to do anything untrustworthy with a photo, then it's then it's kind of, where can that go? And I think I do just want to touch on that, if you're not sure if you trust someone and you want to send them one anyway, and you're comfortable with that,
yeah,
and you're not concerned about anything else happening, that's absolutely fine. You don't have to feel self-conscious about this if you don't want to, or
but
if
you still thought it through.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't have to be self-conscious of your body. We're not body shaming, saying that, oh God, I don't want them to see you. Like, you fly your freak flag, you do what you want to do, you know, whatever works, that's fine. But we just know that for us, there was some thought process between, okay, like, how we do this. And even now, I'm always worried I'm going to hit the wrong button or tag the wrong person and it's going to end up somewhere it shouldn't be. Because, you know, just even sending a Snapchat, just a normal one, I meant to send one to my best friend, and then Rich's sister responded like, oh my gosh, that's funny. And I was like, what did I send you? And she's like, picture of the dog. And I was like, I was an accident. Like, it can happen so easily.
Yeah.
But in terms of building the relationship, I think there's so much power there, long distance or not. And there's, you know, there's so many ways that you can impact your relationship. There's a teasing quality that's amazing, you know, if you're not long distance, of maybe you have a date night that night and you want to build things up and you're sending, you know, seductive shots throughout the day or whatever that might be.
Well, we spoke about this in The Ultimate Guide again. We spoke about I think we phrased it as the chase is better than the catch, and like yeah, sex is great, and but when you're expecting it and there's that anticipation, and then it's that's fantastic, you know. And the sex kind of just tops it off, but you can really draw out everything leading up to it. It's almost like really extended foreplay, and yeah, that doesn't have to be long distance at all. And maybe you can do it that, you know, you start sending pictures in the morning, and as the day goes on, there are fewer and fewer clothes on. I think they can absolutely play a role in building that intimacy. And then, like you said, I mean, if that's a date night, maybe you're an in-person relationship, you know, a non-distance relationship. But long distance, you can do a similar thing with them.
Yeah, totally. And I think right now, especially when people maybe have been apart for a lot longer than they're used to because of, you know, lockdown and coronavirus measures and things like that, maybe I just have a bad memory, but I know that when I'm apart from someone for a long time, I can start to struggle to bring their, like, conjure their image in my mind. And it doesn't matter how well you know someone and how well you love someone, you know, it can just become a bit of a glimpse rather than like a really clear visual of, you know, who they are and what they look like. And if you've been apart now for 3-4 extra months because of this, maybe that's a little bit harder. And nudes are hugely powerful in that, especially because, let's face it, you're going to be down to purely pleasuring yourself right now. If you're separate and you're in a long distance relationship, the closest you can do is phone sex or maybe stuff over the webcam, which apparently people do. We didn't have technology that good back in those days. There would have been pixels all over the place.
Yeah.
Not so much clarity. But even still, as great as those tools are, it's still a physical barrier that you can't touch each other. So, you know, if you're in a situation where maybe you're not having phone sex or you're not having, you know, webcam video sex, you know, you've still got that image that you can look at this person, you can see their body, which you're missing terribly, and you can, you know, see their knee and think, oh, I remember how my hand felt on her knee, or, you know, whatever it is. And you probably aren't thinking knee, but that's the body part that came to mind when I said that.
But they may be thinking knee. I mean, because, you know,
you do love all parts of your partner, don't you? Like,
I think, you know, because I think when you hear nude, they're for obvious reasons, but they're really intrinsically linked to sexual stuff. But they can be a huge part of intimacy in general. And intimacy in general does include wanting to touch someone's knee and have a cuddle and have a kiss and hold hands and all that kind of stuff. You know, so nudes just kind of come into... And let's just clarify that when I say nudes, it's more of an umbrella term of these. They can be completely naked photos, but they can be the teasing, seductive, provocative.
It can be
pictures,
just,
you know.
It can be just a shot of a particular body part, you know.
Yeah,
anything.
It doesn't have to be completely nude. Maybe you're wearing lingerie, you know, whatever. But just for the argument's sake, we're going to just say nudes. When you're missing someone, and you want that intimacy, or you're building that relationship and this intimacy is developing, it's not just I want to see your tits, you know. It's not just in that sexual environment. So I think, you know, if you come back to what you said, you may not be thinking knee. I think you can be, and there's just something. And this is where that whole thing, I guess, comes back to when people say, you know, how bikini shots can be more arousing than complete nudes, because there's an air of mystery there.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about the human form, it's been glorified and captured in art. And, you know, I don't think most people go through a museum and look at classical paintings and get turned on. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain, I mean, I don't know, I don't think, is it the Venus de Milo? I don't think people sit there and go, fuck yeah. Like, it's just beautiful. Like, you know, it's a beautiful recreation of the body, or, you know, David, you know, the statue.
Yeah, Michelangelo.
David. Is it Michelangelo? I couldn't think. You know, the human form is hugely appreciated, and, you know, having that of your partner is very, I'm really struggling to find the right words, but it's like a special little secret between the two of you too. Yeah. And in addition to just the, oh, you know, that reminds me of us being together. But, you know, when you are with someone and you're really fully committed and you're crazy about each other, I think possession is the wrong kind of word, but you do feel like you belong to one another. And giving that part, if you are happy to send those and you're trustworthy of each other, it's a really liberating feeling to send that. And then to get the, oh God, yeah, like, you look so good, or, you know, whatever it might say. But just to know that they've got that kept somewhere in their pocket, they take a look at that, it makes them feel good. They probably pleasure themselves to it. Like, it's a really, it's an experience that can really bring you even closer when you're far apart, because it's, there is a sense of, like, we belong to one another, and you can't have this physically right now. I'm giving you this. I'm showing you that I trust you, that I love you, that I want you to have this figure, this image of me in my natural figure. And that's really powerful. I don't know that people think of it always like that, though. Maybe further along, when you're a bit older, you do. But I think, you know, thinking of the younger audiences, I guess the concern would just be that that's the done thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's my big concern, is there's this almost expectation that it has. And this comes back to what I was saying before. I think if you're in school and it's like, oh, look at this picture that Tracy just sent me, like, and you show everyone, like, it's great fun, it's very different to when you're just older and wiser and more mature. And when you're,
you don't mean old, like, not 40s. No, that's not, I even said old.
Older.
I don't want to make people in their 40s feel old now.
But and you know, this isn't like a judgment on age. Maturity massively varies by age, obviously. But
what, by person?
Sorry, that's what I mean. Yeah, by person at any age, you can be any maturity level depending on your individual personality. But you know, we're generalizing here. But yeah, they everything you just said, they can be. I mean, I think it's probably worth having a conversation with each other, like, before we send this, I'm happy for you to have this, but where are you going to be keeping that? Is that going to be in your main
photos? I think we touched folder? On that in episode 23, that there's, like, apps that have passwords where you can store things like that.
And yeah, but is it on the condition that if we break up, I want you to delete that? Or is it, look, you can keep it? Does it matter to you that someone is going to have that picture potentially when you're no longer with them 5 years? I mean, some people won't care at all about that. Some people think, actually, I don't want them to. You know, there are these just come under the banner of questions to consider first. But I don't know if we've ever had that, like, if we were ever to get divorced, I don't know if we've ever had that conversation.
I hope that's not going to happen.
Yeah, obviously.
But
intimacy at the minute, I think, you know, COVID has really put this under the magnifying glass for a lot of people, and it's affected a lot of it's given a lot of people a flavour of that distance and separation when they wouldn't normally have had it.
Yeah,
you know? So things are obviously opening up a little bit now, but I mean, people who lived in the same town or not very far away from each other who could, you know, oh, I'll see you next weekend, during lockdown, in a lot of places of the world, couldn't have seen each other.
Yeah.
So then they have, on a geographically, it's a micro level, but in terms of the impact on you, to an extent, it may be even worse. It's like you're only down the road.
Yeah, a friend of mine, you know, his girlfriend lives like a couple towns away, you know, less than maybe a half hour away. And I was talking to him and, like, oh, you know, like, how's he's like, well, we've been on some, like, social distancing walks and stuff. I can't imagine how infuriating that would be.
Yeah.
To be with the person that you love, that you're in a physical relationship with, and you've been together for however long, and you can see each other, but you can't physically touch. That's why that might even be worse than long distance, because the temptation, like,
yeah, I think
isn't a few feet away from you.
Because it's almost like 2 meters. There's that mentality of, especially in the same context as sort of dieting or whatever, you can, if you say, I can't have that food, mm-hmm. I'm not even thinking, it's out of my mind. You're not ever thinking, oh, I'll be good.
Yeah.
It's just not on, it's not on the table. I think the same thing applies to relationships. Obviously, you're thinking about them, but you know it's off the table that you're going to touch them and kiss them and have sex and stuff. Whereas if you can see that person in person, but you have to be 6 feet away.
It could be like in real life nudes. Like you could find like a field somewhere and just stand there naked. And I mean, that'd be really, you could get arrested potentially. So that's maybe not the best idea. But I do think that there's, I just remember like the first time that we started sending, you know, again, some things that fall under that umbrella term of nudes. Oh my God, I was terrified just because I'd never done it before. And there was a little part of me, like, I've never met this guy. Yeah, I've known him for years and we've talked and like we'd seen each other's faces on webcam. I knew who he was, who he said he was. But it's also that little thrill of, is he going to like me? Is he going to like what he sees in these pictures? Is, you know, and I suppose that's the same thing you have the first time you get undressed in front of someone. If you've never exchanged nudes, if you just meet someone that you've, in a normal, organic way, not that online isn't normal, but if you meet them through friends or you meet through work, the first time you have sex, there's always a little part of you that thinks, oh God, they're going to see me naked. Now there's that episode of Friends where Monica and Chandler are like, are we doing this? Do you want to look first? And they look under the covers and see each other naked.
Yeah, and it's, do you have the light on? Turn the light on.
Yeah, and so there's still that little, like, thrill, but there's the delay. When you're in person and you take your clothes off, you can see right away someone's initial reaction. Yeah, if they like it or if they don't. And we all know how in a long-distance relationship it can be terrifying if someone doesn't respond to you quickly. But if you've also then really made yourself vulnerable, whether that's through a text, you know, an actual message of, you know, I'm feeling this or you've hurt me because of this, and they don't respond, you're like, oh, fuck, what's happening? But if you then have sent them an image and then you have to wait for that response, even if they come back quickly. I mean, we did these in email. Like, yeah. Those aren't as instant. You know, it takes a minute for
and
to pull
through. And you can't see if it's been seen.
Yeah, there's no way. It's not like WhatsApp where you see your two ticks that it's been, you know, seen or whatever. So there is there's an adrenaline, you know, rush to it. And.
But on the intimacy front, so on the trust
front. Well, I want to finish my point so people don't just feel like they're left hanging. Sorry. But there's just kind of a level of, you know, and most times they're going to come back with something positive to say, but I'm just highlighting that, like, the emotions and the thrill that you can get from it. So that if you are apart, even if you've met and you're apart because of COVID, sending nudes to each other, even if it's something you've never done before, can be a really interesting way to spice things up right now and find that thrill and that excitement again in your relationship that might be a little bit harder because you're apart right now. So sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know what I was just going to say on the trust thing. It's not just a case of nudes. It's not just a case that trust is already required to send nudes. It is. But they can also play an important part in facilitating that trust because they may force a conversation. You know, like we just said, you know, where are you going to be keeping this? And it may prompt different questions and discussion. And as you have to. Again, there's probably more than one way this is going to arise. If it's someone who is just the cliche, you know, someone slides into your DMs and it's like, send me nudes, you know, that's probably not one I would recommend. But if it's someone that you feel like you're in a relationship with, or you feel you kind of know this person a little bit and you feel good about it, I think they help to create that trust.
Yes, I think that they can add to a certain level of already existing trust. But I won't change my opinion that I think there needs to be some level of trust that.
But I think
that doesn't mean you have known for forever. Like just some level of trust that that they've got your best interest at heart.
But I just think they can help to facilitate it too.
Yeah, and yeah, but I think that's what I was talking about earlier, like with the vulnerability. If you send this to someone and, you know, it shows trust on both parts. It shows that you trust them, that, you know, that they're going to take this appropriately and say something nice. And then it's a certain level of trust on the other end as well, because you're happy to facilitate.
Yeah, it. And then 9.9 times out of 10, they're going to respond positively, as you said. So then that again helps level up that trust, because they've said quote unquote the right things, and then you feel
accepted. You feel and wanted.
I've made the right decision. They've handled it as I'd want them to. I feel good about myself. I am happy to do this again. Like, I feel, you know, I gave them the opportunity to demonstrate I can trust them, and they did it. I don't want to say like a test. I don't mean it like a test, but whenever you do something for the first time, someone can respond one of two ways, or more than that. And if they respond in the most positive way, then that validates your decision that you felt you could trust them in the first place. I suppose they're normally reciprocated too, so then that person's displaying trust, and it goes back and forth. Yeah. So I don't think it needs to be, we need to be married, we need to have this and that, and then you can have my nude.
It's whatever works for everyone. You know, if you feel that you don't want to do it until you're married, that's okay. You know, whatever works for every person.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the other thing to say on this partly in the context of COVID and everything, and this building intimacy and build trust, I don't think they should be used as a crutch, in the sense that you're going back to that example of someone sliding into your DMs, and if it's just someone who from day one, from the first minute, is just saying, I want your nudes, you know, that's pretty someone that just wants pictures of naked women or naked men. Rather than it being more in the context of, I really like you, you know, I can see this guy and somewhere, I'm very attracted to you, I'd like us to exchange these pictures. So what I mean by it being a crutch is, there's more to intimacy and more to trust than nudes and having these pictures. So if you just feel like, look, you're asking for these pictures every single day, I feel like it's all you want from me, you know, that's... indicative that, you know, that there needs to be other things as well. So this isn't a problem with nudes as such, it's just anything enjoyable. You know, I suppose it's kind of like if you watch porn and you have sex and you find that, oh, we've not watched porn in 2 months, you're gonna think, are we still capable of having sex without porn? Like, it's the same kind of thing of, you know, anything can become relied on.
Well, I think that's when
is it compensating for the fact that you're not, we're in lockdown, we're not talking anymore, we're irritated with each other, all we're doing is exchanging these pictures, you know. So just, again, it's nothing to do with the nude itself, it's just paying attention to whether or not you're relying on them in compensating for not talking.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing, that things can become a fetish. And I guess, I mean, we watched some stuff where it was like, basically you come to a certain point where you have to have that thing to get off or to enjoy yourself, and then that's technically a fetish.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Sex Inspectors, we used to watch it.
Right.
So, yeah, I just remember they were talking about that. Like, you know, it's great to incorporate these things, but if you then become to rely on them, that can have further damage.
Oh, there was this episode.
I think they always had to use toys. Some form of toys.
For anyone, there was this TV show over here in England called Sex Inspectors. I can't see this show ever happening in America. You're pretty uptight over there. But, it was literally. I'm a generalizing person, but I just remember watching TV at like midnight and the boobs were blurred out, you know. But anyway, there
you
was.
You don't need to see boobs. You're a married man.
Yeah, it's true. She wouldn't show me her nudes. See, but so this show is couples who, for whatever reason, they feel like their sex life isn't what it was, and it varies. Quite a common was, we've had a kid and now we're not doing it at all, or it's going through the motions of it. But there's one episode in particular. So there was these professional, what are they, like sex experts, they were called.
Therapists.
But they would install cameras in the house, and then they would review the footage, and then they would kind of give advice on what was going wrong and how they could improve it and spice things up on it. But one of the episodes, this couple were both really into toys. They had loads of stuff. And they had, like, didn't they?
They had, like, a room of outfits and toys, which are both wonderful things to incorporate into your sex life.
But they both agreed. And I think it's interesting because it wasn't just one of them. Both of them said, we have to use the tool. Like, we don't get like they're attracted to each other, but they can get aroused enough, could they? It's almost like they'd forgotten how to. And this, even if we're not really in the mood to use them, like we have to. And so it's the same kind of thing. Yes, yeah, if you need these nudes to initiate conversation or to bypass the need to have a conversation, almost, you know, then it can happen with anything. But I think that's just mind out. Are they being used?
Yeah, they just add some variety, really, I guess, and spice things up.
Yeah. So hopefully this helps, and you know, hopefully COVID and everything all disappear
end someday,
and anyone affected by it can be unaffected by it, but for everyone else, and then, like we said, it's not only for people who are long distance anyway, but we are pro nude.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're pro anything that doesn't hurt anyone and makes you feel good. You know, everyone lives their own truth and does things their way, and I think it's great to try things that maybe you're a little bit scared of, as long as you find a way to do them in a way that you know you're at least a little bit comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the analogy I always use when you're on conversations of potential victim blaming or whatever. You know, you lock your front door when you leave the house. Most people do anyway. And
you put your seatbelt on in the car.
You could justifiably say, well, if anyone breaks into my house, they violated my trust. They did the bad thing. And that's 100% true. But you still do the thing that just helps to reduce that risk.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they still can't get in, obviously. But you do the thing that just reduces the risk. It's the same thing as before. You said of sex, you'd wear a condom. So us just saying, just think it through, think of the potential consequences and what it would mean for you, is in that same vein. We're not saying never leave your house because someone may break in. We're just saying, well, you'd probably lock your front door, right?
Yeah, I think it's also important to bear in mind that different cultures have different opinions on things like this too. You know, when we were first together, you know, before Rich and I wanted to have unprotected sex, I asked him to get tested. And he thought it was really unusual, because I guess that's not so common here. You just trust what each other says.
Well, testing is not necessarily uncommon, but you wanted the whole blood test route.
Yeah.
Which I think is less common.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, but I think that's fairly common, you know.
But I've learned this about America. You love blood tests.
We don't love blood tests, yeah, but we...
Didn't you have to have blood tests to get married?
You did. I don't know if that's still the case. I don't know if that's still...
Yeah, I don't think that's right here.
No, we didn't have to when we got married. But all I'm saying is, you know, especially in a long-distance relationship, if you're from two different cultures, two different countries, different backgrounds...
And upbringing, you know, your upbringing is probably more conservative than... Well, it's definitely more conservative than mine.
Yeah.
That's going to play a part into your opinions and perceptions of it.
And I think any time that you're asking a person you're in a relationship with, even if you're not from a different culture background or country or whatever, like you said, their upbringing and their family can be quite different. And any time you ask them to make themselves vulnerable to you, whether that's through sex, whether that's through their feelings... whether that's through nudes or whether that's whatever, you have to make sure that they're okay with it. You know, like, hey, I'd really like to try this in the bedroom. Are you open to that? Not like, hey, let me do this. You know, you need to give people a chance to understand if they're going to be, or to know if they're going to be comfortable with it. And maybe they don't know in the moment. Maybe it's never occurred to them to send a nude or to try something in the bedroom or to talk about a certain feeling they have. Maybe that they've never done that. And then they need some time to come around to the idea. So no matter what it is, but in this case, you're relating to nudes, maybe the first step isn't to just send one of yourself. Maybe it's to start talking about it. Like, would you like a naked picture of me? Would you ever want to send me one? And then you just know, like, mm-hmm. It could happen. But maybe you're really comfortable with it and you don't need to have that conversation either way.
Yeah.
It's just finding whatever works.
Yes. But, ultimately... trust and the intimacy. Your intimacy is of utmost importance, and especially when you're long distance, and you can't do it in the traditional way. So, you know, you do have to feel like there are other ways that you have to try and build it and create it. And,
yeah.
Without any judgment, without, you know... There is judgment in long-term relationships from other people.
Yeah.
Like, why are you with them? What's wrong with them? Why
people are judging people no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. So, like you said before, do whatever you feel like you need to do that both of you are happy and comfortable with, and we think nude play a part in that, or can play a part in that.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to explore other ways to increase your intimacy. And I just know that when, you know, being together as long as we have, you know, just week before, we hit kind of 10 years of actually being together in real life. We've known each other for like 16 or 17 years now online, like from when we met online. But yeah, a decade of actually meeting and knowing in real life, like, yep, this is it, we're together. You know, there's so many opportunities to deepen and, you know, grow your relationship. And there's so many facets that can contribute to that. And, you know, sometimes that's having a really hard conversation and it might feel really shit when you're doing it. But after you've had it, you think, oh my God, I feel so much closer to you. We understand each other better and we're in a better place now. And nudes can contribute to that too. Even when you're not apart, it can just be a really nice way of showing, like, this is yours and I love you.
Yeah,
and we mean a lot to me, or whatever.
To you.
We mean a lot to me or you. Either way.
I see. But it's not like, the thing about them too is, on the intimacy front, you're learning more than just the genital side of things, if you like. You know, you're seeing, oh, you know, you've got a freckle there, or you've got a dimple there, or
a curve here,
or a scar, whatever. You know, you're learning more about the body and what them in their totality, I guess.
Yeah, and you want to, when you know, especially when it's new, you want to know and appreciate everything about this person. You want to,
and then when you see it for the first time in real life, like, oh, you know, I've seen that little mole.
You want to know all their secrets, and you want to just, I know it sounds really creepy and it sounds filthy, but you do just want to be like inside of each other. Like, and I don't mean that in a sexual way.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we were first together and we would be, you know, snuggling and stuff. I would say, like, oh, I can't get close enough. Like, I just want to snuggle into you. Like, and that's just such a feeling that, you know, nudes can help if you're apart. You can just feel a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
You can gaze upon one of each, upon, I messed that up.
Try again.
I don't know.
You can gaze upon
one another.
There we go.
As often as you need.
You got there.
Happy nude sending. See you guys next week.